أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله كثيرا، الحمد لله على كل حال. الحمد لله الذي جعل يوم الجمعة سيد الأيام، ولا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه، وهو الذي فرض صلاة الجمعة بقوله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع. والصلاة والسلام على محمد سيد الأنام وعلى أصحابه الكرام وعلى ستة الباقية من العشرة المباشرة وصائر الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله تعالى في القرآن: إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة، يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون، وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن، ومن أوفى بعهده من الله. فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم ببيعكم الذي بيعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الرافعون الساجدون الأمرون بالمعروف والنهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله. وبشر الصابرين وبشر المؤمنين. I seek refuge in Allah from the curse of devil. I seek refuge in Allah from the evil within myself. I seek refuge in Allah from ruining myself by my own actions. And I seek refuge in Allah from misleading and from being misled, from betraying and being betrayed into ignorance by others. I ask Allah from the valor to guide my heart and to guide my tongue. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us a look that is merciful, a heart that is enlightened, a tongue that is truthful, a knowledge that is useful, a conduct and a character that Allah is pleased with, and may He have mercy on all of us and raise us in the company of the righteous. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, and all praise is due to Allah through every circumstance, every condition and everything, and all praise is due to Allah who has made Friday superiority over all other days. We neither worship nor we seek the assistance of any other except of Allah alone, who have made it obligatory in us by saying, O you who believe, whenever you hear the call for the Jummah Salat, hasten to the remembrance of Allah and stop business. And we say countless blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on his wives, and on his companions, and on the companions who Allah has promised paradise, and everything that is impure, may Allah purify it, and may Allah fill in the gaps, and as to what follows. The reminder for all of us, alhamdulillah, for Yom al-Jum'ah, is the translation of Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the translation, as it says, surely Allah has bought their lives and their wealth from the believers in exchange for paradise. It will be theirs. They fight in the way of Allah and kill and are killed, in which there is a true promise in the Torah and the Injil and the Quran, and who can be more faithful in his covenant to than Allah? So rejoice in the deal that you have made, and that is the great achievement. Those who repent, those who worship, those who praise Allah, those who journey, those who bow, those who prostrate in sajda, those who bid fair, who bid the fair and unforbid the unfair, and for those who bid the fair and forbid the unfair, and those who preserve the limits prescribed by Allah, give good news to the believers. And alhamdulillah, we talked, when I was here, alhamdulillah, we talked about the dua, and we talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears our cry, and we talked about solutions and living in this day, this time. And now, alhamdulillah, what we want to talk about is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, good news, and or celebrate, rejoice
be happy. Be happy, be excited. This deal that we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an exciting thing. The fact that we are Muslim and that we focus on Allah, we are happy, man. And this is what we have to get back into as being Muslim and just being grateful of the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on us. We need to wear our smiles. We need to just really appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved us even from dressing up like ghouls and goblins the other day. A lot of people was doing it, man. Allah got it. But we need to be excited when we come from Salatul Jumu'ah. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us and given us the ability to want to go, and then that Allah has made us be of those who have gone and who are here. That's an exciting thing. We need to be happy. We need to be excited in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, and it's a trial, and Allah brings us through that trial, we need to show our excitement. Rejoice is the translation that they use, and it's a good word. I like this word. Because it's like, it's more than just saying, be happy with being Muslim. Or, you know, sometimes English words can trip us up. But the Arabic, they try to find the words that make you be excited. To, you know, to just, oh my goodness, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're here at the Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah has written for us to worship Allah. Allah has written for us to make ruku. Allah has written for us to make sajda. He has written for us to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. For our Muslims, Allah has written for them, they're excited about their hijab. This bargain or this deal that they have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that goes against the norm, if you will. It's natural from where we come from, but this environment is not natural to them. Not even natural to us anymore. Just to even be able to say you are a Muslim in this environment can be a little challenging. So we have to read the Quran. And we have to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Allah says He's already purchased our lives. He's already bought that. Allah already owned it. He owned it and He in exchange for the hereafter or paradise. So be happy in this deal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this covenant, this trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who is more faithful in their promise other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is where we have to make sure we reprogram ourselves, especially in this environment among people who don't know. That's all, because these people, they don't know anymore. And our job is to be reminded. But it's not, they don't see a smile and they don't see us being happy about our Islam, being happy and seeing cheers about wearing hijab or Islamic clothing or anything that reminds people that you are a Muslim. If they don't see that, then they're not interested. Our job is to be the example so that when you're around them, they say, What is it about you? You're just so happy. You're just so excited. And you say, I'm Muslim. I'm just happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to understand La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. I'm happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this promise that Allah has made for us is not only from the Quran. This promise was also inside of the Torah. This promise from Allah is also inside of the Injil. This promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the Quran. About this deal, this good news, or this excitement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to those who believe. To the believers. Our job is to believe. Just to believe. To believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. No matter what it looked like. In the example of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, when Prophet Dawood, when the army was there, and they said that this guy is going to be your leader. Talut. And the people say, how is he going to be the leader? He ain't nobody. Let's just beyond. He didn't have any status. He wasn't somebody that everybody recognized as being one of the top flight individuals, if you will. And so why is he going to leave? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is your mentor, you are a follower. Now they had so many of their army going to fight Goliath or Jalut. There's a bunch of them. And reports, you know, they vary in numbers. So, alhamdulillah, some say it was like 10,000. I'm not 100% sure. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the order of the trial. He says, when you approach this water, don't drink of this water. This is the instructions that Allah gave. Do not drink of this water. And he says, it's no harm on you if you take sip. But don't indulge. Don't drink in this water. Now water is halal. This is another point we like to make. It wasn't that the water was unlawful. It was just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know and we don't know. Period. So follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't drink, don't indulge inside this water. He said, oh, but they drunk of the water, all save a few. Now inside of the tafsir, when you study the tafsir, it says that it was maybe only like 300, around about, individuals that was left. And then they said, they looked at each other, and the believers become weak. And they said, how are we going to fight them now? Look at us, we ain't none of us left. And then the other believer said, don't worry. How many times have you seen that Allah has taken a small group and conquered the big group? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says inside of the surah, he says, and then he ordered for David to throw the rock. And Goliath fell, Jalut fell. He slew him with a rock. The miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do is some amazing things. All we have to do is believe. And when we say that, it's easier said than done. But the example like they like to do inside of psychology, if you will, is they like to take individuals and they stand you up and they tell you to fall back in order to build trust among your fellow men or fellow sisters. And then they say you put your arms up and you just fall back, trusting that they're going to catch you. This test is very hard for a lot of us to do, even if we just try it at home. Try it with your wife, try it with your husband, try it with your children. I mean, just try it among each other to see how easy for you to just fall back and let the other person catch you. Difficult. But it should be more easy for us, and we have to train ourselves to let ourselves fall, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will catch you every time. Don't matter how much you weigh, it don't matter if you have slippy, if you have oil on, it doesn't matter anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will catch you every time. And in that alone, then we need to be happy. Just knowing that. Just believing it. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is excitement. And we have to reevaluate the way we think because inside this environment, they're beating us up. It's the truth. They're beating us up. They're calling us all kind of names. They're lying on us. They're portraying Islam as being the image of something that it's not. They're doing everything to distract us from being happy. You understand? This plan is from Shaitan. This plan is because this is to deceive you. As those who believe, he wants to deceive you to make it look like they can control your happiness and control what you believe. But this is ghurur from Shaitan. This is falsehood. It's deception. Do not fall for this deception. Wear your smiles. Wear your smiles. Be happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has woken you up to make the salah, and then you actually woke up and made the salah. Let me tell you what happened to me just night before last. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to wake up. I've been waiting for him there. I've been on this body clock. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all a body clock. But we don't have to depend on the clock in order to wake us up for salah, but it could be a nice, you know, plan B because we like to hit the snooze button. But I woke up. But I didn't get up. And I thought about the salah. and send it to Archie. It was like maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. And I said, I got time, told you it would be 6:30. I don't know if I'm going to mix a lot right now. And then I said, I can't say that and feel good about it. So I had an excuse. My little daughter was a little sickly, so I said, yeah, she's sick, so I should just lay here with her because I don't want her playing myself. You tell you what happened, I had left this mug right on the dresser. And subhanAllah, I went back to sleep, and all I know, it was juice in the mug. May Allah have mercy. I'm very happy about it though. The mug hit me in the eye, and the juice fell all on my clothes, and it fell on my daughter, and woke her, she woke up screaming. Now I'm definitely woke because I just got hit in the eye. And then I said, subhanAllah, that was nothing but the mercy of Allah for Allah to make me get up and make salah. And then when I had my daughter, I changed her shirt, I got up, I made salah, she fell asleep while I was making salah in a nice peaceful sleep. And it made me feel so much better. And then I said, I'm so grateful to Allah for that mug hitting me inside of my eye, making me get up from the salah. I'm grateful. I'm happy because I don't want myself to take me away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he said, I do not wrong man. Verily man wrongs himself. He said, for what they're going through, it is not from me, it is from their own hands. And it is by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a lot of us is going through different trials. And instead of us being upset and mad about, oh, I don't have anything, we need to be happy. Because something that we've done inside of our life can restrict the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, if I give to you, there ain't nobody that can stop you from getting it. But if I say no, that you're not getting it, there ain't nobody that can give it to you. Period. And this is the thing that we need to be excited about. Because will Allah give us, and look at us, Allah has given all of us. Look at us. Allah has gone, subhanAllah, Allah has given to all of us, man. We beautiful. There's no such thing as depressed. There's no such thing as, I don't look good, or stuff is from Shaitan, man. I'm serious. This is a trick, and we feel bad. We got to make dua for the people that have bought into that. Because it's from Shaitan only to trick you so that you can be feeling low, and you're not low. You understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created Adam, he said he breathed into Adam of his spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he told Adam, he created from dark mud also. And you know Shaitan went through him, before that Shaitan went through him and he was just hollow. And he's like, there's nothing about this creature that you created, Allah. He didn't get it. He didn't understand it. He didn't understand it at all. He says, it's nothing. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Qudus to go inside of Adam, he couldn't go through him like that. He couldn't just run through his body like that. And that's what our lineage. You understand? Our lineage is that. Our lineage is what they just come back from Arafat when they made the mistake and they bit off the apple and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cast them from the heavens. And they wandered the earth. They wandered the earth. Some reports say that Prophet Adam fell down close to India. And if you didn't know, they said that in India it is reported to have some of the best scents of oil, of attar, because they said when Adam alayhi salam fell down from the heaven, he had the scent of Jannah on him. SubhanAllah. May Allah make it so true, even if it's just a good story, but alhamdulillah, may Allah make it so. And they said, and Hawa, our mother, she fell down in Jeddah. And they wandered the earth looking for one another. And this is where you come from Mount Arafat, to know, or some translate as to meet. And they stood and they prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from reports all day, from Ghur to Maghrib, asking Allah for succor, seeking forgiveness, oh Allah, oh Allah. And Allah says, and we heard them and we forgave them, and then they traveled down into a place called Muzdalifah. And that is to connect. Muzdalifah, to connect, is where they had, alhamdulillah, born the child. She conceived child, had a child, where they consummated their marriage or their connection. But from Arafat to know, to Muzdalifah to meet. And in the Hajj, you cannot, you have to do this. You can't, the Prophet said, Hajj is Arafat. You have to stand and beg Allah for forgiveness. You have to commemorate that. You have to do the same thing. You have to. And it's difficult, it's hard. But we have to, man. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He forgave them. He forgave them. And now they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, just as He said. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ I hear, I answer every call when they call us upon me. Tell when that servant asks about me, I'm close. And I hear. And I respond. But let them respond to my call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making deals with us. But we have to rejoice and be happy that this bargain or this deal that we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we're going to believe and we're going to do our best and we're going to try to be good and we're going to remind other people to be good and we're going to wear our smiles and just be grateful and be happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this position. You know what I mean? الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله كثيرا الحمد لله على كل حال all praise is due to Allah all praise is due to Allah the Lord of all the worlds all praise is due to Allah many times all praise is due to Allah through every circumstance condition and in everything all praise is due to Allah we program ourselves to be happy we program ourselves to just accept the mercy of Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when he tries you, say certain things. We talked about it last time. I just like to remind everybody. When it hurts you, and Allah says it will, He's going to try it. When you hard work, say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Say it. It's going to make you happy. Say it. From Allah I come, to Allah I return. These are the ones who get prayers and mercy from Allah. These are the ones who will be rightly guided. The ones who say this. When you get tested and you just let it go, and you just from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this trial, or you do as all of the Anbiya, Prophet Yunus, you do, oh Allah, I've wronged myself, forgive me. Prophet Adam, we have wronged ourselves, forgive us. When you get hit with the trial, you have to know that it's something that you have done, possibly, to displease your Lord. See, the one or two things, like I like to tell my family. Either I've done something when the people wanted to take the check and hold the check for 10 days and I needed to get the money to be able to pay the bills. I said, wow, subhanAllah, I have to do something else. This just happened too. So I took the check and I tried to cash it at the other place and they said, we're going to charge you $75. I was like, well, I don't want that. So I said, okay. I took the check and the other place said, we can't verify it. It's in New Jersey, Hurricane Sandy. Everything is closed. After the third time of me trying, I said, you know what? This is from Allah. This cannot be from man. Allah has ordered for this not to happen. So it doesn't matter if I think that I need this money or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me two things. Says, I've already given you the money, you're going to have to be patient. Because I'm not going to give it to you unless you understand this. And I kept bumping my head. This was just the day before yesterday too. I've been getting bust up all week. I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've been getting a lot of reminders. I had to sit down and just relax. And just wait and accept it. And let me tell you, I get a little bit emotional about it because when I accepted it on the inside, out of the blue, some brother just called me and said, "Hey man, it's all right, God, what's up? I need your help." I said, "Oh, can't help you right now, bro. I'm a little bit jammed up." And he said, "What? No, I didn't even know it. You messed up." And just gave me more than what I needed. Said, "Oh man, I owe you." And I remember that, but I wasn't trying to go after people that owe me. But I'm telling you, a wealthy man with the island will not leave us out there. He won't leave us out there. And if you felt less, it's kind of like what my father used to teach me. If you think less of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is to you what you believe him to be. Hadith Qudsi. So if you think less of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get less. If you think Allah is not with you, then he's not with you. Because you're thinking like that. But if you believe Allah is with you no matter what, then Allah is with you. If you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, then you keep on seeking his forgiveness and you gotta smile. And be happy. Because you start looking at this thing like, "Oh, I'm so wrong and Allah will never forgive." This is from Shaitan. You do not let this stuff enter inside of us. This is not who we are. We know that we can get Allah's forgiveness, we can get Allah's help, we can get Allah from God so long as we're able to breathe. So long as Allah from God, he just said, if you lying down, those who lay down, those who bow, it doesn't matter. Standing, sitting, the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah is the greatest of all action. Don't beat yourself up at all. Don't take yourself out of it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting, and Allah is rich. He don't run out. That's to make us happy too. He can help and give everybody. And he never will run out. Everybody. It's not like we at the end of the line and we say, "Oh man, he's giving everybody. What, is there any left?" No. We know we happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give everybody. So this here from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an exciting man. We are excited. And we so happy that we want to remind other people. And we don't even have to go preaching and trying to, our job is not to convert. We don't make Muslims. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our job is just to remind. But the best way to remind people is not wearing frowns and walking around and, you know, moping. The best way to remind people is standing tall with a smile. When you walk inside of industries or businesses and stores, people are like, "What he's so happy about?" You understand? He's like, "Man, shoot. Allah from God, this is real. Allah is kind. This is amazing. I wish you knew. Wish I knew what about Islam." And Islam and the state of Islam will give you peace. This, we try to translate Islam, but subhanAllah, this Islam is like you are. Islam is like you are just so happy and submissive and calm. And it doesn't matter. Things hit you, you just flow like bamboo to whatever Allah likes. Whatever Allah is right for us, that's how we move. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, "No, it's no. The laws of resistance, you keep trying to fight what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have wrote, that's not going to make it. You keep trying to fight it, we don't have the strength to fight what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us." You understand? You don't know, "Oh, I wanted to be in a relationship like this, and I wanted to be like this, and everything just got to be the way you, it ain't about you." So we really just got to submit it. It's not about you, it's about what Allah has written for us. You understand? The people that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't ask to be Nabi. Prophet Dawood Alayhi Salaam didn't ask to be Nabi. Allah chose him. Allah bought of his life in exchange for the Jannah, just like he did for all of us. He purchased our lives and our wealth, ourselves, for those who believe and struggle for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he promised us happiness. Good news. Rejoice, Muslims. If you haven't heard it enough, be happy. Be excited. Alhamdulillah. When you have to pray 5 times a day, be excited. Be happy. Because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna salah tanha an al fahshai wal munkar. You know that this salah is going to stop you from unlawful and shameful acts. You know it is. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is. Period. Allah said it and that's it. And then we continue to keep studying. But when we study and you read the Quran, ask Allah to give understanding of Quran. Because everything inside of the Quran It's a reason and it's a purpose for it. You understand? Even if we don't like it. Even if we don't like it. Brothers don't like that they're maintainers and providers of the women. You don't like that. Well, it's too bad, because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. That's who we are. We bodyguards. This is not no, I'm over her. No, that's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Hey, I'm putting you as bodyguard over my servants. Because I made you to be like this, and I made her to be more ease and calm. That's all. This is not no, I run you. That don't work like that. That's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Because if you continue to read Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهِدَاتُ لَهُمْ. And she is a covering for you. She is your garment. She your clothes. And you her clothes. You understand that? That thing go hand in hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you have issues with one another, you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you demand rights of one another. So you gotta be happy the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set this thing up. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set it up for us to win. The sisters, they don't like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have will or written for. Oh, Mary 2, 3, and 4. We argue, we fuss. Don't trip the cops the way we do it. We messed up. Don't let what Muslims do distract you from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. That's all. Find out what is right and what's the best way. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's what it is. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's there for a reason. It's not for everybody. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says inside the Quran. If you can't be just, man, you need to just get one. Because if you're unjust, if you unjust to one of my servants, Allah will get you. You are in trouble. This is how you have to start understanding the Quran. Because it's a guideline, it's a mercy. You gotta start understanding. It's more important that you focus like, yo, Allah, I fear that I can't be just because I don't want to wrong your servant. Even the sisters. And the sisters have to stop looking at, one sister said, Islam is a man's religion. Islam is not a man's religion. Let me tell you. And then inshallah we cool. This woman, I don't even know if you know her name. This woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran from this Sahaba. And this is a female. She was on the battlefield to protect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a woman. And anybody that's got the male or you a male chauvinist, you stop, it doesn't have any place inside of Islam. I just want to remind. And any sisters who have women's liberation, I don't need him, it has no place inside of Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we need each other. And we gotta be happy that we have each other. So this woman, subhanAllah, she was protecting the Prophet. Her name was Umar al-Husayn. You can read it, you can study about her. Alhamdulillah, she had a husband, she had two children, two sons. And alhamdulillah, they was on the battlefield, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uhud got messed up. The archers, they deviated from the plan, and they ran down to go and get the war booty, and then the Prophet Khalid bin Walid came around, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then was cornered again, and it was not a good look. They were at the point of victory. SubhanAllah, this woman, she was protecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with her sword. And this is something that I also want to try to tell the Muslims for encouragement, that there's no big eyes and little youths. You have faith, you have a job to do at the same time. Ask Allah, how can I do it correctly? And the brothers to look and say, SubhanAllah, this sister, she can teach me. Instead of looking at it like, oh, I'm a man, woman, ain't saying nothing, don't say nothing, don't talk, don't speak. This stuff has no place inside of Islam. So what happened was, she was swinging the sword, she protected the Prophet of Islam, she got injured. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about her in hadith, and he said, everywhere I turn, I see Umar al-Husayn swinging her sword. Everywhere I turn. He said, and I don't know nobody who has the bravery or the courage like Umar al-Husayn. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later was giving advice to men. And he kept giving advice to men. And he was saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh you men who believe, oh you men. And then Umar al-Husayn, she got upset inside and she said, oh, Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Allah never says any encouraging words for the women. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent. And Allah Ta'ala sent Angel Jibril with him with this ayah, Surah Al-Ahzab, in the 35th ayah, where Allah Ta'ala revealed, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu al-mu'minun wal-mu'minat, والقانتون والقانتة والصادقون والصادقة. He says it is law. I'm not going to go through for the sake of time, but it's the believing men and the believing women, the men who give charity and the women who give charity, the women who are patient and the men who are patient. And he made it all because of Umara Nusayfa. And a lot of us don't even know her name. But if you're strong enough to believe that you have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you ask certain questions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already made everything clear for all of us, you get a better understanding of Islam. Islam is for everybody. It's not a man's religion. Man don't get more rights than woman. It's not none of that. Don't let them teach us Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us better understanding of Islam so we can be inside of this state and we can honor each other and we can be there with one another so that we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what you've done good, you've done well. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best among you is those who benefit mankind, the people, the most. Benefit the people the most. Don't let people keep on wondering now what Islam is. Our job is to give a beautiful example of Islam, because they don't know. Right now they're saying all kinds of stuff. We don't treat our women right now. I'm here to correct it. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand it. You're here to correct it, this understanding. And you have your evidence. Read the tafsir. Read it, Surah Al-Ahzab, 35th ayah. Then go into it and study it. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove all of these diseases and all of this misunderstanding that we have even about Islam inside of ourselves as Muslims. And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us happy and make us stay happy. And then keep us happy so much that we can make other people happy. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please strengthen us inside of Islam. Ya Allah, have mercy on all of our families, our friends, our associates, those who are close to us, those that are not so close. All our subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us and forgive them. Forgive everybody who have wronged us, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for they don't know no better. Forgive them, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and guide them, Ya Allah. Please use us to be better examples and representatives of you and Islam, Ya Allah, here in this life that you have given us. And we seek refuge in you from doing things and saying things that will take us away from receiving your mercy, your guidance, your protection, your love, your wealth, your success in this life. And Ya Allah, we beg you and we ask you, Ya Allah, to heal all those who are sick, Ya Allah, among us, who need, Ya Allah, Qurdala, among us, and give to them from you, Ya Allah, Qurdala, and use us to give to them, Ya Allah, Qurdala, and accept from all of us, Ya Allah, forgive us for all of our small things and big things, things that we don't know that we did, that you were displeased with. Please forgive us, Ya Allah, Qurdala, and just make us all better. Make us all better human beings and better examples of Islam.
Amen.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم اللهم صل على محمد بعداد من صال وصام اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعداد من فعاد وقام وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى كل ملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بأهل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله تعالى وعلى وأولى وأزل وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر وإقام الصلاة ربنا.